Another one. Gotcha.
Well, Joe.
I'm under the desk.
You want to talk about it?
These cockroaches, they're driving me crazy.
Actually, the cockroach is a remarkable creature, existing on Earth since the Silurian age, over 400 million years ago.
Fascinating.
He's one of the most durable and adaptive of all living things. And he plays a vital role in maintaining the delicate ecological balance that's necessary to sustain life on our fragile planet. Got that sucker.
Was that Greenberg report finished?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Guess I'll have to retype it.
All the bugs in your bathroom are dead.
Thank you, Mr. Keller.
Don't mention it. They were dead already.
What about the bugs in my squad room?
Oh, I got to remove some of the molding over there, and in a couple of hours, there'll be nothing in this room that can move.
I hope you're referring to the insects.
What do you think? I spray people? I'm a professional.
A small attempt at humor.
You know, I got the power of life and death over these creatures. They live in fear of me alone. I'm their god, their master.
There's another one.
God, I'll be right there.
Try and keep it down, ladies.
Ladies? What is that supposed to be, some kind of sarcastic remark?
Look, there was no sarcasm intended, but I can see your point.
Capshaw, a pleasure as usual. Oh, Mr. Kett.
Dynamite to see you again, Captain.
We were soliciting at Lafayette and 12th.
I was waiting for a bus.
You can handle one.
And this is,
Yes, this is Roberta Curlin.
I'm Captain Miller.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, just fine.
Ladies, you all know the procedures. Mr. Kett, if you'll have a seat over there with Sergeant Harris and Miss Capshaw. Polly, you work so well with Sergeant Yamina. Can we ask you to sit over here?
Can't I just pay my ticket and go? I just thought, I really can't stay too long.
Bear with us. Bear
with us. Hey, Barney.
Mm?
Is he going to spray the whole room?
We got roaches all over the place.
Oh.
You sound like you're going to miss him.
A little?
Neck, they're filthy, slimy, dirty little things.
Yeah, but they kind of grow on you. And one of them always crawls up that leg and while I'm making coffee in the morning and tries to steal a cube of sugar. That's about as close as I've ever come to having a pet.
Captain. I'm sorry I sprayed over your microphone.
Microphone?
I don't usually make mistakes. I didn't know it was there.
Neither did we.
Hey, look, Mommy, who would be interested in what goes on in here anyway?
Nobody.
Then what's it doing there?
I don't know. It's, look, it probably hasn't been operational in years. Probably left over from some old investigation.
Or some new one.
There is no new one.
That we know about.
Now, look, let us not read any melodramatic implications into this. We have simply made a discovery that is a trifle,
terrifying.
Disconcerting. In any case, it's disconnected now. There's nothing to worry about. Let's just forget about it, huh?
Unless there are others.
Thank you.
Barney, maybe we better have a look around and see if we can find any more of the little devils.
Harris, come on.
But Barney, they're not going to put in just one.
That's right.
All right, if it'll make you feel any better, but just have a casual look around in the normal course of your duties.
Right.
I don't think you're going to find any.
Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, Joe.
Okay, Barney.
Whoa, Joe, you're letting this get the best of you.
Barn, I just don't think it's anybody else's damn business what the hell we talk about around here.
That's right. It's like 1984. 1942.
Now, look, I understand that you all feel your privacy has been invaded. Well, I feel that way, too. I feel the same way. It's just that I can't see that there is anything to be gained by overreacting.
Captain!
Yes?
I found another microphone over your desk.
Excuse me.
Hey, can't you write me up? I want to get out of here.
I gotta look under your chair first.
Hey, listen. You write me up first, then we'll talk about it.
Barney?
Yeah?
How many of them did you find in there?
How many what?
Bugs in your office.
Just the one, Harris. Just one.
There was
Did you check on our guests?
Yeah, sure. It was just the usual stuff. Duquette and Capshaw are both on probation. No warrants.
How about the other one?
She's clean. She's never been arrested before. Nothing, Barney.
Thank you.
But what? Stupid.
What?
I mean, somebody trying to pick up information on a man like you.
If they are.
Barney, look, you have honesty, you have integrity, you have sensitivity, you're dedicated and devoted to your job.
Thank you, Harris.
Sometimes I don't believe you myself.
Look, I don't like the implications of this thing any more than you do. But I intend to behave in a business-as-usual manner, and I suggest you do the same.
Sure.
There's no one listening to us. Hello?
Excuse me, but what happened to the officer who was waiting on me?
He must have stepped out, ma'am, but I'm sure he'll be back very shortly.
Look, I'll just pay the fine now. How much is it?
I haven't the slightest idea.
I have $73, and if that's not enough, I have a million credit cards.
Miss Curlin.
Express, Diners Club.
We don't take those.
Bloomingdale's.
Not even that.
What kind of place is this? Bloomingdale's.
Ms. Curlin,
no place in New York that doesn't take a Bloomingdale's.
Just take it easy. We do not impose the fines. That's the business of the court.
Court? I have to go to court?
Possibly.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
It's a nice picture.
What?
Is that your family?
No.
Looks just like you.
I suppose it is.
That's your husband and children?
That's Bill, my husband. The one with the snide look. That's Billy Jr., 13. Tracy, 11. Those are the twins. They're 18 months.
Four kids, congratulations. You've certainly kept your figure.
Well, you know, my business.
Mrs. Curlin. This is the first time you've ever done this, isn't it?
First time? That's a laugh.
You can go crazy in Connecticut, you know? Ironic, isn't it?
What's that?
4 million men in New York. And the first guy who propositions me is a cop.
Beginner's luck. Tell me, your husband know you're in New York?
No, he thinks I'm in the kitchen. After the twins, I jogged for 7 months, you know, to tighten up. I figure I ran around the world twice. Did he notice? No. Did he look? No.
Must be a better way of attracting attention.
Maybe.
There are some areas, Mrs. Curlin, that are better left to the professionals.
Here, here.
Warren?
You?
Find any more bugs yet?
No, Wojo, we haven't found any more bugs yet.
Tracy? Hi, it's Mommy. Listen, Tracy, Mother is going to be stuck in the city for a little while, so if your father gets home before me, just tell him I'm out. Is there? No, Tracy, don't go get him. Tracy? Hello, Tracy? Tracy? Oh, hi, Bill. How are you? Yeah, I'm going to be tied up in town here. I'm at the 12th precinct. It's just a police station. Just an ordinary police station. No. No, please, don't come. I'll be home in a little while. Please, Bill, no. Bill? Bill? Bill?
Afternoon, man. Hi, Bonnie.
Inspector?
Hey, boys downstairs tell me you got a room full of cooties up here.
Yeah, they're pretty much gone by now.
Yeah. Only three of them left, huh?
You were referring to bugs, Inspector. Roaches.
Yeah, they'll precinct crawl as well. You know how we used to get rid of them in the old days? Take a lighted cigarette butts, eh? Give them a little zzz on their rumps. They'd scoot around the floor like bang their heads into a wall. Knock their little brains out.
That a fact?
Yeah, how that dumb bugs them cockroaches.
I'd like to know how we get rid of the other kind. The kind that,
Say again?
Fortunately, Inspector, we've discovered a couple of electronic listening devices. This one came from over the cage.
Huh? I don't believe it, Marty, huh? Who'd want to slap a surveillance on you guys?
I have no idea.
Could be internal affairs.
Internal affairs? Internal affairs?
I said it's probably from some old investigation.
Old investigation? Oh, you hope not. I mean, none of it, Marty. I mean, even if these things are still working, you could record any word spoken in this room and not one person have anything have to be ashamed of or they'd have to answer for. Right, man?
That's right.
Hey.
What brings you down here, Inspector?
Let's talk in your office, somebody.
I'm going to take the tacky trio down for pictures and prints.
Hey, Mrs. Curlin, you're up.
Whatever you say, Barney. Capshaw, Duquette, let's go down and get some pictures and prints.
Well,
huh?
It's about time.
This is Detective Harris. I'll be stepping out for a wee bit. 10-4.
I give your office the once over. Things clean in there now.
Thank you, Inspector.
Want some stuff in your couch. Is this your quarter?
Not if, it's my couch.
Oh. Well, if anybody puts in a claim for it, ain't nowhere to find me. I'm running along. Well.
This is Detective Harris returning back from pictures and prints.
Enough already.
It's just my way of coping.
And this is my way of coping.
Yeah. Ladies, you want to resume your positions, please?
Hey, they sent me up here. They said... Roberta?
Hello, Bill.
Roberta?
Bill, please, don't make
a scene. What the hell's going on here? Who stole your clothes?
Mr. Curlin, I'm Captain Miller.
What's going on? Why is my wife here?
Your wife
was she mugged or something?
Your wife has been detained.
Detained? What's detained?
Arrested.
Arrested? For what?
Well, actually, soliciting.
Soliciting? That's prostitution.
There were many factors to be taken.
He must be kidding.
Bill, let me explain.
You were out on the street trying to pick up guys?
No, guys were out on the street trying to pick up me.
Now look, the two of you, let's calm down and see if we can deal with this
situation.
You're
a tramp.
Look.
Is that all you can do, criticize?
There were mitigating circumstances.
She's a tramp, huh?
Mr. Curlin. Right.
That ain't a tramp?
Mr. Curlin.
Looks like a tramp.
All right. Let's just give it to him straight.
Mrs. Curlin.
No. Let's just tell him like it is. They finally got me, Billy boy. They finally busted the hottest property the side of the Adirondack. You think I spend all my time up the air in oatmeal and dirty shorts? Why, you're wrong. I'm out there swinging through Manhattan, knocking off the male population and then stuffing the money into a Swiss bank account. All that jogging paid off, baby.
I don't believe you.
You see? Try and get a compliment if you can.
Listen, I want her out of here.
Mrs. Curlin isn't being held.
But I thought you said...
Insufficient evidence.
Oh, you mean she didn't do nothing?
It appears Mrs. Curlin's first opportunity turned out to be a police officer.
Oh. Roberta.
What is it?
He said we can go.
Oh, yeah, big damn.
Roberta. If that guy wasn't a cop, would you have? You know what I mean.
Barney, you got Duquette and Capshaw's bail tickets downstairs.
All right, ladies, you're free to go.
All right.
Let's not forget to check out at the desk.
Well, I guess I'm going to be going.
I'll look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah? Well, I wouldn't mind that either.
I was speaking professionally.
Well, me too.
Well, Captain, it's been a pleasure.
As always.
See you. And listen, I don't know what this bug stuff is all about, but I just want you and anyone who may be listening to know that the men of the 12th are number one in my book. I meant that figuratively, of course.
We certainly have a quiet squadron tonight, don't we?
Better safe than sorry.
Nick, I can't hear you. Speak up.
Better safe than sorry.
Thank you. And that goes for the rest of you. Now, what are you going to do? Spend the rest of your career speaking in hushes? Or talking to the plaster? You are cops. You are good cops. You've got nothing to be ashamed of.
That's what Inspector Luger said. Okay. Sounds better coming from you, Barney.
And to whom it may concern at the other end of those wires... I would like to make an announcement. We intend doing business as usual around here.
keeping the order, protecting the public, and occasionally making a mistake or two. But consider this. You too may make an occasional mistake, and somebody may be listening to you. Have you thought about that? Well, think about it.
Captain.
What?
It might interest you to know that I traced the wires to the storeroom. They're all chewed up. They're chewed right through. Rats, probably.
Oh. Corroded, rotten. Must have been there for years.
All that hugga-mugga and no audience.
You sounded good, Barn. Even if no one was listening.
Thank you, Lord.
If anybody wants me, I'll be in my office.
Repeat performance.
In a world without fandemonium, it could take weeks, months, maybe even a full year to see all the essential episodes that TV Land brings you in just 48 hours. So stay up and stay tuned.